Lord, help us all.
Give us your undivided attention for just a little bit, Lord.
Keep you long, we hope. My wife gets after me sometimes. You stop saying that. The parents say you ain't going to be up here long, and then here you go. You know, I'd rather be doing what God tells me to do on time, in a hurry, than to slow around and don't do it at all.
I have to do it.
May the Lord bless us and help us out this evening. We're going to talk a little bit about holiness. I believe most of us here testify to being saved. We're going to talk about holiness. Holy people. Thank the Lord for being able to be here again this evening. Share a little bit with you. Not very much, but we trust that you'll get something out of it. God help us. There are signs that follows our life as we go along the way. Fool around, go to slowing down. The Lord will touch us. And you're getting on dangerous ground now. You better move up a little bit. Don't do that. Or don't go there. Don't do that. And thank God we are dealing with a being. He is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Well, the scripture, Proverbs 23:23, I believe it says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also, you talk about a package deal, Brother Archie. We hear these fellows, these factors, going, man, we got a package deal. We got a good package deal, but when the Lord comes in and saves your soul, He wakes you up out of that long night sleep you was having, sin. Yes. And open your eyes up and you begin to look through God's eyes. Begin to see things that you'd never seen before. Yes. Gives you understanding. Gives you wisdom. Makes you a holy person. And that's what we want to talk about, the holy people of old. Amen. And so, that's the highest life this side of heaven is a holy life. Holiness unto the Lord. Holy, dear brethren, we must be holy. Living before the throne. Self, look out now. And possessions, wait a minute. All must be truly given to God alone. No reservations. So, if we can do that and just hold right there, we'll come to places, come to, as it were, in the fork of the road, and you don't know which way to turn, right or left, stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of God work. Amen. Our God whom we serve, we can't rush Him, but He will be on time every time. Yes. He's never late, but whenever the time comes, I'll be there. Yes. Trust me. Be not afraid, it is I. Little Johnny Palmer, a little fellow about like this, must be 6, 7, 8 years old. Here about a month ago, something puffed out on the side of that child's face as big as a golf ball. Quite a bit of misery in it. And they anointed him and prayed him, Brother Keith and some of the brethren, on a Sunday. And they were fixing to go out of the house there Monday morning. I tell you, when that thing popped like a... burst it wide open. Awful odor. Wiped it off, and about 2 days after, they came hard to see the scar. The Lord is good unto those that are upright. Yes. Brother Wayman Palmer and his wife Nancy, they nice young couple. Got several little children, but sometimes afflictions seem to plague that family in some areas. But God always, on time, He'll be there. Never be behind time, but on time, I'll be there. We thank the Lord for the grace of God this evening that bringeth salvation, teaching us to deny ungodliness, worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world.
Right here. Don't wait until we leave you to live holy. Right here. So may God bless us and help us out.
Yes, Lord.
Saints of God, be on your guard. We have lived to see the time of a great falling away. I heard about that. Heard older ministers saying that 35, 40 years ago. We live to see it. People are falling away. There are so many lookalikes, so many imitations. Look all right, but the stuff is not there. We go around sometime with our Bible and our arm and our songbook, and we just are getting, setting the world on fire, as it were, they call it. After a while, well, Brother So-and-so, well, I don't have to say nothing else. Just stop right there. There you go. But the Lord is looking. His eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for that man or that woman or that boy or that girl whose heart is perfect toward Him.
Yes.
And He may show Himself strong in their behalf.
Yes.
God will do things for us if we let Him do it, permit Him to do it, give Him freedom to do it.
Yes.
Lord, clean my house out. Sweep it clean. And may God bless us and help us out this evening. There's a scripture in the Bible. We won't go there. Just touch a little bit. It says, when the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. Then he got to thinking. He saith with himself, I know what I'm going to do. I am going to return into my house. The body of a person not saved, the devil claims that as his house. That's in the Bible. I will return unto my house. And when he came back, he found it empty, swept and garnished, and he took seven more devils worse than himself and went in there. Now, sometimes, I've heard that preached, he put that on unsaved people. But saints of God, you and I, if we get slack, get an indifferent attitude, it's all right if I'm there on time. If it's not, it don't make any difference. And we get to the place where we get slothful. Did you know that devil will come back and visit you? And if he don't find a lot of the Holy Ghost power in there to resist him, he's going to come in. God, that's one song said, I feel a peace in knowing that Jesus stands between.
Yes.
If it were not for the Lord Himself, did you know the devil would sift every one of us as wheat?
Yes.
But if God is in there,
yes,
this is God's house. Whose house are we?
Yes.
If we hold fast, don't turn loose, don't give it up. All right, get your Bibles and read a little bit for us, and we're going to move on as quick as we possibly can and try to. But y'all, I know this is a rough time to preach because we done eat and got full. And you know old hound, when you get sleep, old dog, he gets sleep, get eat and get full. The first thing he wants to do is go somewhere and go to sleep. And it makes you drowsy. I know that. But I trust the Lord will bless you and give you some extra eye opener. Listen for just a little while. We ain't gonna keep you up too long. But holiness. Holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, forever. Holiness. God bless us and help us out. Somebody get Isaiah 6 and 3. 2 Peter 1 and 4. Call it off, somebody. Your Bible readers, don't let me get up here every time I get and have to ask you to call it off. Listen, we are all adults, and most of us are. And when you say, Brother Bruno, don't do that, you shouldn't have to never tell me no more. Huh?
Amen.
May the Lord help us.
Isaiah 6:3.
All right, hold it there. 2 Peter 1 and 4. Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 7.
1 Thessalonians 4 and 7.
Ah, we're getting on the right track. 1 Peter 2, 9. And 1 Peter 3, 3 to the 5th. Gonna get started.
May the Lord help us out. And
you know, it's easy to sit down and do nothing. It's easy. The flesh likes that. The flesh don't want to do nothing but eat and drink and be merry. They'll do nothing. But if you live after the flesh, you're going to die. But if you're through the Spirit to modify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. You either kill him out or he's going to kill you. Now let's be soldiers and fight this devil.
How many of you can see my hand up under there? You can see it real good from where you're sitting, but I can't see it. Sometimes yourself gets so close up under you, you can't see him. Stick it up under here. One sister, she kept giving trouble and problems. And she went to the altar one day, and their old Sister Tomlin, they got weary with her. I mean, not Sister Tomlin, Sister Hudson. And they got out and asked her, "What do you want the Lord to do for you?" And Mother Wilcox, she was one down there, she said, "Whatever you want, I sure will be glad when the Lord give it to you, whatever it is you want." Did you know she would accuse the saints, this, that, and the other. She finally come to a place where, "I'm going to quit accusing the saints, and I'm going to try to live like them." And when she did, the Lord delivered her from that situation and saved her soul, and she died. I mean, she lived an old time, went on through by the grace of God. Me and my wife saw and looked after her until she passed on. And so, the way of the Spirit of God is going to cross you. Yes. Your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts, so forth and so on. God does not need your thoughts and my thoughts and our ways and your ways. We leave that out on the outside of the city. Yes. That he might sanctify the people through his blood, he suffered without the gate. Yes. Now he said, "Let us, me and you, go unto him outside the city, outside of society, outside of these things, lay them aside, give them up, cast them down, and make a soldier for Jesus Christ." Yes. A good soldier in God's army, if he's a good soldier, he don't go AWOL. He don't quit when the going gets rough. That's what makes him a soldier. If you're going to learn how to fight, you'll have to fight. All right. 6:3, Isaiah. Let's see what that's saying.
"And one cried unto another, mm-hmm, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
That's right. Amen. That's good enough for that one.
Amen.
6:3. I'll find it here after a while. I've got a new Bible, and the thing sticks together. Pages, one cried unto another, and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth, the glory of God, the presence of God, is filled with the glory of God. And you and I, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." And God bless us when we come into possession of the Holy Ghost, which means I'm sanctified. We become holy. And let's see, it used to, all your Bibles had Holy Bible written on the back of them years ago. They have stopped that now. But you and I, may God bless our hearts this afternoon. Paul, I believe it was, admonished, I can't get that in my mind just now, but anyhow, when we give our heart to God, we are to go forth from there on bearing fruit. In a justified life, your life has got to be clean, it's got to be kept clean, if you want to be sanctified. One sister told me something happened back there in the East, and she said, "Well, I can do it," but she can't. "I'm just justified." I said, "Wait just a minute. When you are justified, when you get saved, you are just as clean. You've been forgiven of all your committed sins, and you ought to guard your sacrifice and keep it clean because you want to get sanctified. You want to go on.
Amen.
And you, in a sense, you'll have to keep your justified life just as clean as the sanctified person keeps his life. I know there are third-grade scholars in school get 100%, and there are some eighth-grade get 100%, but this eighth-grade can tell the third what you need to do because he's been alone there. Have you acted right, one-on-one, all like you need to? And we are to go on unto perfection, perfect holiness. The plan of salvation is perfect holiness. And here it is, holy, 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 holy. Said it three times right in the row. And we realize holiness becomes thy house, O Lord, forever. Holiness is right.
Yes.
Let's see what that says in what's that, Hebrews 12 and 14 about fall of peace with all men. And what? And holiness. For without what? Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So it is a necessity that we get saved and get sanctified, because if you don't get sanctified on your journey, the devil is going to steal that away from you, the way that you do have. But sanctification is something that seals you against these outside foes and things, are seeping in.
That's right.
Your mothers know about canning and preserving, I'm sure. Some of us do. These young ones, you know, these late modern age, go to the store and get me a can of this. Get me a box of this already mixed. This mixed cake mix. And sometimes it comes out and looks like cornbread. The texture is not there. My mother used to start from scratch, and Sister Thomas would never weigh nothing. She could feel of this stuff and know when she had enough in it. And she was a top-notch cook. But now you pop the top, heat it, knead it. So you don't have to know how to do nothing much this day and time, because everything is automatic stuff. But God still... My daughter, let's see. There was somebody in here that came to my house many years ago from here this morning. I forget just who it was. But I told my daughter, my wife, when our little girl was just about this high, she'd have to stand up in a chair. I said, start giving her a spoon and give her something and let her learn how to stir it up and how to measure this and measure this. And I'm going to tell you something. Today, it's not too many women, homekeepers in the state of Ohio, can beat my daughter cooking. She's a top-notch cook. Because your little girls, Mama taught, I used to make biscuits fit for a king. My mother taught us how to cook, how to patch trousers, how to quilt quilts. You name it, and she taught it to us. And it comes in handy. If I could tear my pants, I can patch my pants right now, either with my hand or on the machine. And it's good to know. These little girls and these little boys, teach them things that will help them along life's journey after you're gone, because it'll help them out in many areas. Learn them how to do these things. May God bless and help us out, because we're spending a whole lot of time in this, that, and the other, and as one thing is needful. Get a hold of God and love Him with all your heart and stay with Him. And He said, I'll show you things to come. I'll send another covenant. He shall teach you, bring to remembrance the things that I have told you.
Amen.
Confirming it. Truth. All right. 1:4. 2 Peter 1:4. Let's get all that right. Holy. We're going to have to be holy.
2 Peter 1:4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by thee ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness.
These are holy, divine attributes, and He told you and I to add it. He told you to do it. We realize it's all done through the grace of God. But He said here, having escaped I want to get that part about divine nature. Wherefore, by these, you might be partakers of the divine nature. Here we go.
Yes.
Be a partaker of the divine nature of Christ. That makes you subject to God. It makes you, in a sense, like Him. It makes you little in your own eyes. It makes you tender. It makes you easy to be entreated, easy to get along with, and you won't shoot your lip out when you're admonished. And it makes you just like Him.
Yes.
Don't the Scripture say, as He is, so are we? How is He? He's a holy God.
Yes.
As He is, so are we in this world. And I have given all, given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Talking about the saints of God. We got quite an inheritance, a heritage, or whatever you want to call it.
Amen.
And he said here, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. All right, John says all that's in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. It is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he or she that do the will of God shall abide forever.
Amen.
Going to live as long as God live if you do the will of God. And there's some principles about these good things that God is teaching you and I. We need to hold to it, though the whole world forsake you. Let's see, what's that song say? Though they forsake me and I alone pursue. How's that song go?
Though friends forsake,
and I alone the narrow way pursue. Thy grace, dear Lord, I only ask, renew my courage. Because there are some bitter pills along the way. There are some deep valleys and there are some high mountains we're going to have to cross. And we are going to have to do some adding. Get some reinforcements in the soul on the inside. Besides these, this thing, so we give all diligence. Pay attention. Search it out. Examine it. Turn it over and search it in and out to see if this is true. And if it's true, then go after it. Hold it. Don't let it get away. Do all, giving all diligence. Add to your faith virtue. What's that mean? Cleanliness? Yeah, cleanliness. Add to your faith cleanliness, virtue. We used to have a saying about cleanliness is next to godliness. Add to your faith virtue, virtue, knowledge. Get you some knowledge of your own. Learn some things personally from God yourself. And these things are to be added and given unto your life. And they, let's see, in the same scripture, we won't go there, but he said if these things be in you and abound in the same chapter somewhere, they make you that you be not barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of God. I believe that's pretty close. And but he that lacketh these things is blind. Children, it's dangerous to start out and put your hand to the plow and then quit. Go to looking back. Looking at the leaf of garlic and the stuff we left down in Egypt down there. That's dangerous. Because we started out, and the Lord said, I'll never leave you. But you backslide or mess up. You left Him. He didn't leave you. And you bring a reproach on Him. Make Him, you hold Him up for ridicule before the wicked. And you are testifying by your actions that the devil is stronger than God is. And I got saved, but I couldn't stay saved. May God help us. It was mentioned about Daniel here, and we heard the other day about prayer. When they passed that decree about Daniel, he went right back to where he had been doing it all along and started praying. He said, well, ain't nothing we can do with Daniel. There's an excellent spirit in him. Innocence is found in him. But if we can find something on him about his God, we can trick him and get this. And he said, O king, you know the law of the Medes and the Persians. Now, this is not all ABC now. This is here and there. The law of the Medes and the Persians are not to be altered or changed. God help us. We have a God that changes the laws of everything but he is. The law of the... He did change them.
Daniel was the only individual that we can read or hear or know about that went off in that lion's den and come out of there. The men that tricked him, the Bible says as soon as they hit that place, the lions had the mastery over it and got his wife and children killed in the deal. Whatever we do, saints and friends and loved ones, children and all, it's going to affect somebody.
Yes.
One way or other. Now, live your life so that you can cause these children and these younger ones to remember how mother and daddy and sister this and brother that, remember how they lived.
Amen.
They went through. I can remember back, way back, as my dad died when I was 6 years old. And mom, city girl, and six children didn't know nothing. And daddy always good provider. And he left. Lord took him home. I believe he was saved. So I can look back now since I've been saved. My daddy was a saved man. Didn't believe in no foolishness, no playing around. All that stuff is careful. He didn't go for that at all. And he was a very good man, a quiet man. He was an old-time school teacher. You know, you get to 12th grade when you teach school back yonder. And he was just a nice man to be around. I can remember my daddy. 6 years old. He died when I was 6 years old. But God help you and I to leave something for these children and these young folks to get a hold of. I'm not saying this throwing out on anyone. Well, we got some things that's coming along, some young folks are bringing some things in that's not right. And may God help us. And I'm not accusing young people. God needs all the young preachers and old ones too he can get.
Amen.
Gospel workers, he needs all he can get.
Yes.
But if we take this gospel, this old-time truth, twist it up and muddle it up and cause it to be of no effect, it would have been better that I had not been born. There's one true way.
Yes.
Just one. And may God help us because it's been put out. I've heard it right here in the state of California, not here. When these old heads die, we're going
to
change things.
Praise the Lord.
And I was in the pulpit preaching, I thought about that. I said, that fellow's talking about me. I'm one of them old fellas.
Yes.
And I mentioned, I heard this here in California. But some young fellow said, when the old folks die, we're going to change things. I said, and you're talking about me, and that is not the words of a saint of God. Who in here that you don't want to see them live a long time? Your mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers want to see them stay here as long as they can and go home when they can't help themselves. Stay here because we need old folks to teach the young how they ought to live. Don't it say something about the old women teach the young women? Is that in the Bible?
Yes.
And the old men teach the young men?
Amen.
Be thou an example to the believers? Is that in there?
Amen.
Who is he talking to? Everybody.
Yes.
If you read it, if that child read it, be thou an example. He read it, get an understand what it meant. It was talking to him.
Yes.
And you and I, we need to leave something here, children, because I'm going to tell you something. The last 45 years, I saw a lot of changes, and you have too.
Yes, that's
true. And things seem to be drifting, but we need to get our sails set in the right direction.
Yes.
It's not the way the wind blows is how the ship will go, but it's how you set your sails.
Yes.
Get them set like they ought to be set, and I don't care. I know cases where wives and husbands, one of them saved, the other isn't, and they try to imply you'll kind of lighten up a little bit while I won't be so hard on you, but don't let up. Don't let up. Through much tribulation will inherit the kingdom. Is that right?
Yes.
Tribulation means trouble.
Yes.
And may God bless you and I to toughen up your hide. Get ready because the battle is already on, the winds are blowing, and the storms are raging.
Yes.
And you and I are going to be affected unless we keep our sails set right. Our dear old Sister Hudson, Sister here knew who I think. Tom Hudson.
She got married at a young age, 16, I think it was.
Married a man wasn't no good, but nevertheless. Well, I shouldn't say that, but I think the Bible says, "Don't call no man, but don't criticize him. Let him go on. He's gone now." And he'd go off and gamble away his money and then jump on her because she didn't have no food. And he would throw his money away gambling. And he come in there one time. No, the police, the sheriff, come up and nailed a sign on the door. She lay in there sick. She went into bad health. And she was so close to God that the old song said, "A tent or a cottage, why should I care? He's building for me a palace over there." And she said she looked out across the road. There was an old oak tree out there, and she said it looked real good to her because she had to get out of that house. All right, there she was, sick, had four more sisters and her mother and her daddy. They were all Baptist preachers, daddy was. And she was about to starve to death. Her husband just wouldn't do right. You know what happened? The Lord saved her little nephew, little old fellow just about that tall. I guess 7, maybe 8 years. Saved him good. And every day when they would eat at home, he'd get a little napkin, a piece of newspaper, something, and wrap up a piece of bread, whatever they had, and stick it in his pocket, and take it to bed and give it to Aunt Lucy. She lived like that for quite a while. But I want to tell you something. Tom Hudson came home one evening and said, "Lizzie, you ain't going to prayer meeting tonight." She wasn't able to get about, so she just kept right on getting ready as if nothing happened. He said, "I'm going to kid you if you go out of this house tonight." She kept right on working. Back then, Wilburton, Oklahoma, nobody made on wet places, just east of McAllister. No electric, no lights out there. And he left out ahead of her. Went on down the little trail, and she got rid and lit a little old lantern. You know what a lantern is?
Yes.
Oh, walking along with that thing, and she had to go under a railroad track. Got on there, Tom said, "Lizzie, I thought I told you not to go to service tonight." She said, "Well, praise God, Tom. Take my lantern and help me cross this valley." He said, "You're the biggest fool I ever saw in my life, and I'd rather be in hell with my back broken to stay with you." But I'm going to tell you something. That woman was a woman of God, and he said he'd throw her down and get up in her chest with his knees, put a razor through her throat, and sudden death, sudden glory. He said, "You ain't got good sense." She kept victory through all of that. And there were so many people got saved in Wilburton, Oklahoma, that they turned a Baptist meeting house over into a Saints chapel, and she was only a teenager, as it was, married, and she got a hold of something. Got saved in Bessemer, Alabama. Brother Dan Richardson, anybody here used to know the Richardson around Tulsa? I mean, around Harmon, Oklahoma? They got saved the same time in Bessemer, Alabama. Brother Robinson was already preaching. You know anything about Brother Henry Robinson?
Yes.
He was doing the preaching back there when she got saved, way back yonder. And she lived to be a good old time saint, and she preached, and she had the gift of discernment. She was just a real good woman, but she had to pay the price.
Yes.
That's where I'm driving at.
Yes.
Quality. You are going to have to pay a good price to get quality.
Yes.
And you can't go along pitying yourself and feeling sorry for yourself and because this, why did this happen? Don't question why it had to happen. God will take care of you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. All right, holiness. These are the way the holy people suffered and went through. You can read a lot of it about in the Bible.
Yes.
And a lot of our good books shows you how they went through. And there's one brother who was that fellow was tarred and feathered and was fixing to burn him. He said, "You may roast a swan, roast a goose, but there'll be a swan coming on. You ain't neither roast or burn." And he told him how long it would be. And so forth and so on. And those prophecies came through. They destroyed him. But you and I, when we are suffering, our suffering is seed for somebody else to get a hold of this thing. Don't be afraid to suffer, because this is the way it is. And it's not so much
Because we do get afflicted with physical things. But the suffering mostly, I think, devolves the emphasis on the things we give up to please God. Lay it aside. I've been doing this all of my life, and I don't know how I'm going to quit. I knew how I quit. When the Lord saved my soul, I got down there heavy. My burden of my sins was laying up here so heavy, I thought I was sick. I didn't know what was going on. But when old Sister Frances Bell, did anybody here know her?
Yes, we know her.
Old Sister Frances Bell was laying it on the line, and I got under condemnation, shoulder. And I sat there, and I called Brother Cheney outside and talked to him and told him how feeling was. He said, now, when they call altar calls on you, go down there, somebody be down there. Brother, I didn't leave nothing. I just ought to go back after. All this stuff went out the window with the rest of the foolishness. And when God saves you, that's what it's all about. You leave your old life behind. Go sell out. Sell what you got. If you will be, what did he say? If you will be perfect, go and sell what you got. Then take up your cross and follow me. So he'll lead you to heaven's bright shore. God dwells on the mountain all the time. He don't come down here fooling around just down. Your life is to be a life up on top of the mountain, up there where the milk and the honey grow. And so, in order to do that, when he come down, we get saved down at the foot of the cross. And we go from there, we come in. I'm the door. We leave from the foot of the cross and come in and go out and then start doing something. Remember how you felt that night, the first night you got saved, the first day you got saved, how good you felt and how little you felt and how obedient you was to the saints? Just tell me what I need to do. That's all I want to know. Happy in the Lord, since my sins are washed away, I be peace within my heart abiding. Sanctify my soul and the blessed came to stay in bosom of in love I hide in. Happy in Savior, happy in Savior, happy in Savior, I am happy in. Oh, brother, this is little nobody, little retarded girl. She said, Brother Bruno, this is good to my mouth. She didn't know no better. She said, this is good to my soul. Because God feeds his children on food that's convenient, good for them. And children take the little book and eat it all. I tell you again, sometime when you're eating the book, John said, or the angel said, rather, it'll be in thy belly bitter, in your mouth and me as sweet as honey. I may have it backwards, but you know what I'm talking about. And I tell you, when it gets in your mouth, it is sweet, sweet, sweet. And you rub on something that you've done, you got to make a restitution. Lord have mercy, I got to go back and face Mr. Jones now. I've done something to the idiots, I got to go take care of it. I don't know exactly what that means, but I know one thing. That's when it gets bitter. Here, people, I was kind of a good boy back then. They didn't know me. They thought they did, but they didn't. And here, all this dirty stuff when I got saved cropped up. I wanted to be saved. So I began to make arrangements and take care of the matter. And some young man, I mistreated him. Did him bad. He told my brother, I was living with my brother at the time, he was married and I was single. He said, you tell him for me, I'm going to kid him if it's the last thing I do. Well, I got saved. I didn't know where he was, but I finally found out he was living out here in around Mesa, Arizona, M-E-S-A, how you pronounce that. I wrote him a registered letter, begged his pardon and apologized to him. He wouldn't answer it back, but I know he got it because it didn't come back. And so He's been dead now about 20 years, 25 years, and I'm still around here. But it's all because of the mercy of God. And I appreciate salvation because it is. God said, I'll be a wall of fire around them and the glory of God in the midst of them. It says something about bulwarks, their defense, something to protect you. All right, holy. Let's see. Let me rush on here. Might have to skip something. 1 Thessalonians 4:7. Get that right quick, and whoever had it.
1 Thessalonians 4:7.
First Peter 3:3 to the 5th. I might have given that out, but anyhow, read Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 4:7.
For God has not called us.
He is rightness. It's cleanliness. Holiness is means I've called you to a life of cleanliness. And He did not call us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. And I want you to go forth in the name of Jesus. Take the name of Jesus with you everywhere you go. Because it will be your shield. It will be your protection. You get it in the soul and then and wear this thing, glory of God resting upon you. And you don't have to be afraid of a cow pen full of devil with hoofs and horns. You can go right on through if God will be with you and you let Him lead you.
Yes.
There's an old song about it. Let Jesus lead you all the way, from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. And one verse says, He's a mighty good leader. Let Jesus be, He's a mighty good leader.
Amen.
All right, let's see. What else we got here now? Where are we reading it? Oh, that's right. Peter. We find out now we've been called to holiness. And every one of us was called to holiness. There's no separate calling. There's no old folks salvation and there's no young folks salvation. It's all one salvation. And God, being who He is, are able to, you know, sometimes strong things, it has to be kind of diluted. He can bring it down and fix it so the child can understand it, and he can digest these things, and he can grow right along with the old ones, and they are able to eat strong meat if they have followed all the instructions and lived up to what God has taught them. Saints of God, we see sometimes that we need to have more fire in our soul because that's the way it is, and if we don't have it, something has happened.
Yes.
There's a reason why, because God, doctor says, somebody said, God being a, let's see how, when He come down on the Mount Sinai, He came down in fire. Fire was up there on top of that mountain where He was up there. Smoke, fire was up there. And He said in Hebrews somewhere, for our God is a consuming fire.
Yes.
And He's God, and the fire of God burns out the rubbish. It burns out the things that won't fit heaven. It'll be cumbersome in your way if you keep it. So therefore, Lord, sanctify us holy. Burn it out. Tear it out. Rip it out. However you can, we get this thing out of here because I want to live for you.
Yes, Lord.
All right. 1 Peter 3:3-5.
Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time,
amen,
the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands.
All right. That's good enough. It says there, up above, that you can read it when you get home, telling about your wives and your husbands, obeying your husbands. And the man won't get saved. Or the woman, but you stay safe. And in turn, they looking at the way you do. That's the way Tom Hudson did. Sister Hudson said, "You're the biggest fool I ever seen." And he finally left her when all died somewhere up here in the northwestern part of country. And they called back down there, and he'd passed on. But he'd tell those people there in that little old town and up to McAllister also, I got the best woman it is in the state of Oklahoma. That woman made me what I am. But he was too contrary to even get along with her. And she so lived her life that they had a whole congregation of saints that came out of this Baptist movement down the road down the ways, and they gave them the chapel, turned and signed it over to them, Evening Night Saints. And Sister Katie, I believe it was delivered one sister was delivered from morphine. Just a young lady now, Sister Hudson, she was less than 20 years old. She was delivered from morphine. And one of them, the other lady was from morphine, and Sister Katie had fits. The Lord delivered her through this young sister. And they were just getting saved, going and coming. And they got to, we need a pastor. Who knows Sister Turner? Old Mother Turner came down and held them a few nights meeting, and they were, I want a pastor. Sister Turner said, what do you need with a pastor? People are getting saved, getting healed, getting sanctified. What do you need with a pastor? Well, we need a pastor. She said, if you get a pastor in here that's not sanctified, and not very many of me years. Now, this has been way back on it. Not very many of me years. And you know what happened? They pleaded until they got one. He wasn't what he should. He tore the congregation all to pieces and then left town. Surely when you do well, it'll be accepted with God. Stay with it. I heard somebody say about we don't have a pastor here. If you've got God, men and women working in here, you're getting along real well, don't plead when you're allowed to be begging for something going to make your soul lean. I ain't running the preachers down either. But I understand that in business matters, you need somebody that are in authority in the congregation that to sign papers and to deal with the city about certain things. But if you're doing well, just keep on doing well, and it will be accepted. All right. Adorning. Now, I'm going to urge you younger ones that I can understand there are some things that the younger people have never heard. They haven't seen it. And there are some of us get saved, come in, get saved. There are things that you don't know about the way of holiness. And I urge you, most of us in here that's been around here any length of time have some of the old saints' pictures. If you don't have any, ask sisters and brothers, do they have it, and look them over. And is this us? God help us. An old saint of God is a solid rock and living like they ought to be, man or woman. They are. Don't the Bible say about where the steps of a good man? Do you mean stepping in his track? No, it don't. You mark him. You mark the perfect man. Do like he do, that old perfect woman. You do like he do. Don't just walk in his because he made some steps down the road in the sand. But you mark him, the steps of a good man, you mark them. Hold him up as a, make you some decisions. Pray God to give you some aspirations to do better than what I'm doing. Give you some inspiration to move on into things of God, regardless of friend or foe, and just keep moving. Sometime that you walk close with, and you haven't slept with them, you'll find them walking afar off sometime. But don't feel bad. This is the way he went. Let's see. He had tasted. He tried the way before. I can't get the first of that song, but it says somebody, he had tried the way before you, and the glory lingers near. This is rich. This is good when it's lived out. And it's better felt than told.
Yes.
See, a lot, I can tell you, I got $10,000 in the bank, but show me your receipt. There's the problem. And this is, we can see a lot of things, but Mr. Do, that's to us who we're looking for. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and so forth and so on. Let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or putting on of an apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Valuable. A meek and a quiet spirit. Well, sometimes the devil, you're going to let him do that and get away with it. And in the home sometimes, wives, they're kind of used to having the last word, because I maintain that the woman is, that's her place in the house. She's to take care of things in there, and she is to raise the children and take care of them. And there used to be a saying, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. It means the mothers. And used to, if you were at your house, say a man come down the road smoking and you were walking down that road, he wouldn't even smoke in the front of a lane. Pull that thing and knock it out and put it in his pocket. And he wouldn't dare come in your house smoking. Is that right, Sister Nora? But now, when he gets there, Mama ought to be smoking. She ought to be puffing, and he got to go in and inhale the secondhand smoke because she's smoking. That's going backwards.
Yes, yes.
May God bless us, because I called you to holiness. I know no saints ain't going to smoke. The devil ain't going to try to get you to smoke if you've been saved in a length of time. But if you haven't been saved very long, he's going to pay you a visit also. He comes back. You know, when the Lord healed me in Boulder, when I took so sick, standing up there on that floor, the devil said, we're going to carry you back home in a box. You're going to die right here on this floor. Bless God. The King of Kings was in there. When he spoke, it was all over with. We're going to carry you home in a box. And you know, when you're real sick, hurting real bad, and sometimes it looked like maybe this is a killer pain. And he telling you, we're going to carry you back in a box, you're liable to listen to that if you don't be careful. Well, I said, Lord, rebuke the devil. I said, Sister Karen, I'm real sick and I need prayer. And there was a shadow like smoke preceding those ministers, about 6 or 8 feet. Just like smoke. You see smoke when you lay close to the ground and kind of creep along? That's exactly the way that shadow was. And I wasn't watching the women. I was watching that shadow. And when it got to where I was sitting down there, I was healed. I told them, y'all can go back and sit down. I don't need no prayer. I said, we're going to pray for you anyhow. They came on and prayed, but I was already well. I tell you, that it is no secret what God can do. What he done for us, he'll do for you. Well, all I hope, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Go tell the world Jesus is risen. Amen. All right, let me see if we're going to find a place to cut off here. So much. Did I give anything else out for anyone to read? What was that?
1 Peter 2:9.
Oh, all right, read.
But ye are a chosen generation.
Yes, we is.
A royal priesthood.
Amen.
And holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into a marvelous light.
Amen. Chosen generation. Folks don't like you to say that. They say you're bragging. But we're not bragging. We just got something to tell. Got something to talk about.
Amen.
And we can just spend time on talking about the goodness of God, because this stream, this deep streaming of delight, is flowing out of the throne of God. It's exhaustless. You can't exhaust it.
And the more you eat, the more you want to eat.
You don't have to think about getting overweight in it either. You just, you eat natural stuff, you ought to get overweight. But you can just eat to your soul's satisfaction, and you are not going to get overweight. And the more that you can eat and drink of the things that God has set a table for you and I, and we can just sit there. And I believe you said we've been invited to the banqueting house. What a banquet is, all of the good things that the natural world have, and God has brought us into the... Let's see, let me read that. I've got something to go along with it, I believe, if I can find it. That's the Song of Solomon 1 and 4. If anybody will find it, but when I do, you read it. I think that's correct. We're going to be through here, so I'm ready to quit. Yeah. Draw me. Draw me. And we will run after thee. Gonna run. Well, I can't run. You better run. Don't mean physically running either. Run after thee. The King, God Himself, has brought me into His chambers. We will be glad. You got any gladness this evening? Is there any rejoicing along with it? We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. Any wine drinkers in here? May the Lord help us. This is the real stuff. We will remember thy love more than wine. And the upright, the child of God, love thee. Wherever Jesus is dwelling in the heart, God's going to visit that house. He's going to take care of it. My son dwells in there. Now, one place is to examine yourselves. Check your life out. Examine your goods, what you got on it. See if I got anything there that might not be just right. The time is nearer than when we believe. John 8 and 47 for conclusion. We'll stop when you hear it. Whoever find that, John 8 and 47, we'll stop.
Therefore, hear them not, because
you are
not of God.
That's right. He that of God heareth God's word.
Yes.
Now, let's see. I'll find it in a little bit. May the Lord bless us and help us out. That old devil. Let's see, that was 8 and what? 8:47? All right, that's right. He that is of God, God being your Father, He's your family, He's the one you love, He's the one you're serving, and He is the one that speaks the words of truth to you. And the Bible said, I think, about He that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that are begotten of him. So you cannot turn your brothers and sisters aside when you say you love God. The proof of the pudding is in the eating, they say. And we've got something to prove, hallelujah. Because we know we have passed from death unto life because we love the brother. I ain't got a brother nor a sister to lose. I want all of them. I ain't going to do nothing to hurt one of them at all. And if you are hearing God's words, you're going to hear what Brother Bruce is saying. Children, let's start. If I can ever get back to Bakersfield again, let's start shouting the high praise of God. If we're saved, we got a right to shout the high praise of God in the assembly of the saints. I don't like to see saints be quiet and don't say nothing much, like you've been whipped or something going to jump in your mouth because you happen to open it too wide. And I like to see, don't the Bible say something about to make a joyful noise unto the Lord? What ought I go about to His praise? I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue. Well, sister, you sure you read that? You sure you read that? May the Lord bless your hearts and encourage you and help you to go forth and produce fruit. And if you start out
of obeying God, being obedient to what you read, what you've been taught, what you've been told, you'll find yourself growing. Don't you want to grow? I do. You pray for me. May the Lord help us out.